I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire.
Small kitchen, living room and bedroom, and a small bathroom with odd smudges on the wall. Anyway, I've been in helping them unpack and get settled in. There isn't much stuff to do. It's a really small apartment. We got everything in place in about 6 hours or so. Only a few things were left, like putting the TV up and painting the walls. There was only a few places that we needed to paint, like the hallway and the odd smudges on the bathroom wall. But anyway, the day for me went by relatively fast. John and Kim were going to work until about 10 o'clock that night, but I was completely tired about 8 o'clock. So I left their place and went back to mine. I made a little frozen dinner and just went to sleep. The next day, I woke up and made some avocado toast, which is quite the millennial cliche, by the way. And I went to leave my house to go to the hardware store just to get a few things for John and Kim. Just some paint, a few TV cables, some paint for the cabinets, which I didn't know why they needed, but they did. And in this moment, I got a text from Kim. It was a photo of my positive vibes mug that I left the night before. At this point, I'm pretty confused. I sent her a text back saying, "Why'd you send me a picture of my mug?" I didn't get an answer back. Now I'm just a little confused and frustrated because these things for me don't pass very well, and I cannot stop thinking about it. After a long drive to their house with three questions popping in my head every second, the only thing I can get out of my mouth right when I walk into the door is, "What?" Then Kim jumped up and said, "What?" back to me. I showed her the picture that she sent to me. She was so confused. I'm now blowing smoke out of my ears mad. Now I ask her if she took the picture and she said no. I asked John, he also says no. At this point I tell them somebody had to take the picture, which one of you was it? They know that these kind of things make me very bad and I don't have the best temper. Kim promised, and I know when Kim promises something, she really didn't do it. I was a little scared at this point. I didn't think it was a ghost or something. I thought I was kind of scared for Kim's well-being. I don't know if she had a little too much to drink the night before, or if she didn't know how to use a phone properly. Later, I would be able to tell that this wasn't Kim or John. The day went by fast. I painted behind the toilet, which had the weird, odd black marks. I painted the cabinets, and I used a distressor just to give them a little older look. About 6:30, John came up and asked me if I wanted to go out to dinner with them, just as a thank you. I said yes. I was hungry, and I didn't really want to pay for dinner myself. They said that they would go to the store in about 10 minutes, like ready to get the store. They went to the store and I had finished painting the hall while they were gone. It only took about 15 minutes and I went to put their dishes away in the kitchen after that, because might as well make myself useful, because the store is about 45 minutes away from their house. I started with the plates, then the bowls, and then the cups. It was all done pretty much, so I went on the couch and started mindlessly scrolling through cat photos and food pictures that nobody really cares about. So, I was doing that and just mindlessly doing that. And out of the hallway, which is about 2 feet away from where I was sitting, it's very, very small, only about 8 feet tall and 4 feet wide, I heard a creak in the hallway. At the very end of the hallway, there's a closet, which the door was open to. I just thought it was a vent or something in the house, but the house was starting to get on my creepy radar. But I was tired and just thought it was my brain playing tricks on me, so I changed into something else and waited for John and Kim to get home. We left in one car to go out to eat. In the car, John told me about what he'd learned about cleansing houses in the Philippines, where Kim lived. They would open all the windows, sage, put salt around all the doorways, and write their intentions on bay leaves. Then they would go around the house and ask that all negative energies and bad spirits leave the house. I don't really believe in that as a cleansing idea, but I do believe in ghosts. And I was starting to think there was something odd going on in their home. I didn't want to tell them because they're newlyweds and I didn't want to scare them. When we got to the restaurant, I ordered a crab patty sandwich. It's a pretty regular, dry, bland, crusty sandwich. I didn't have anything really to eat besides the avocado toast that day, so I was pretty hungry. It was about 9:30 when we left. I fell asleep in the car and was awoken by the sound of us pulling into an old cement road with an old metal sign that said South Victoria Housing. The road was cement but turned into gravel the farther down the street we went, with a hill on the right leading to a farm and on the left duplexes that looked exactly the same, one after the other. I swear there was probably 100 of them. We finally made it to their house. We already decided at the restaurant that I could just spend the night there and help them with the cleansing ritual the next day. When I went inside, I wanted to see how the paint dried, so I walked into the hall and what I saw scared me. At the time, I wasn't scared of any ghost, because I had all forgot about that when we were at the restaurant. But I saw the outline of a person sitting down in the hallway. The paint messed up. I didn't see a person. There was just looked like someone had sat in wet paint and then walked back up and left. At this point, I thought someone was staying in their house, so I told John. John looked everywhere, not being able to find anything. We looked in the attic, we looked outside, we called the police even. The police came. They said they couldn't find anything, and they thought we were playing tricks on them. But, of course, we weren't, and we didn't know what to do. John, at the time, not wanting to scare Kim, said someone probably just accidentally came into our house and then left. But I don't think that was the case. I may be overreacting, I know, because I think that everything is ghosts, but I don't know about this one. We sat around the house a little bit and played a board game, nothing really special. I think it was something like Monopoly, but a knockoff brand. No one really won. I think Ken won by like 2 points. After a while, I started to get tired. John and Kim didn't stay up forever, so they thought they would go into the kitchen and see if they needed to get a new refrigerator and check out everything to make sure that everything was okay. I just wanted to call it a night and sat on the couch, put a blanket and a pillow over me, and fell asleep. About 20 minutes later, John and Kim woke me up not for any ghostly activity, but they want me to help them screw something into the wall. I don't know why they wanted to wake me up, but that's what they did. So I helped them screw it in, and I went to bed, and then they went to bed too. All the lights were off, and the only light that we were getting was from the luminous moon and a little tiny light on the fan. I was a little unsettled and sat in the couch, just tossing and turning until I finally fell asleep. And that is where our story concludes for today. Episode of the Gloomy Star podcast. As always, please go support me on Patreon and go into the link of this episode and maybe support me on Anchor Support. It would be very helpful. Today's episode was written by me. This is a mini series based off of a true story. Today's episode sponsor was Anchor.fm. The producer of today's episode was Jenny Humphreys, and that's about it. Remember, you're never alone, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you're staying safe in the new year, and I hope that you're liking what I'm doing with the podcast. I'm kind of changing it up a little bit, and as always, if you find a baby doll in the woods, leave it there, sage your house. Remember, you're never alone, and see you next time, you guys. Bye.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire.